Persona. Bad Bada Bastu, sung by Cash. Finns Dressed in Towels, streamed over 40 million times on Spotify, and heavily fancied to win the Eurovision this Saturday for Sweden and overtake Ireland as the champions of one of the most watched TV events of the year, the Eurovision Song Contest, in its 69th incarnation in Switzerland this year. First qualifier tonight, second on Thursday, that's the one with Ireland, Emmy and Like a Party, all on RTE Television and The Player. Elaine Burke is here. By day, a science and technology journalist, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. By night, a fellow member, yes, of Eurovision Anonymous. Elaine, thanks for coming into us.
I'm not anonymous at all.
Bada Bada Bastu. How big is this song?
Oh, it's huge. So there's the Eurovision event that happens annually, but there's the build up to the Eurovision that happens. And some countries take it really seriously when they're doing their selection process. And Sweden probably more than most, like the Melodi Festival, and where they select the act that's going to represent them, is actually a huge event in and of itself to even be a part of that. And Kaj apparently got the most votes of any act ever. Whoa. In Melodi Festival, and more than Loreen even, and she was really popular as a two-time entrant for Sweden. And I think they also have that advantage of they are from a Swedish speaking region of Finland, but they are Finns representing
Sweden. Is this in
Sweden? This is in Swedish, yeah. Even, and it's singing about sauna culture, but it is like a dialect that's a recognised language in Finland. And I think that kind of, it can be helpful because Finns may be really fond of this song and they'll be able to vote for it, because as Swedish people won't be able to vote for the Swedish entrant, this is a nice way to court votes from your neighbours.
Let's rattle through a few more. Let's hear Austria. Wasted Love by JJ, big favourite, very similar to last year's winner, isn't it?
It is, in that it's actually quite genre bending as well. Like that little segment actually isn't a good representation
There's
of this
a dance
whole
bit that comes
song
after it.
It builds up and it's got this dance beat that comes in at the end and it really fires you up, and the performance is going to be, I think, quite impressive at this one, with some theatrical staging. And yeah, it's a hot favourite against Kaj. Now Kaj is quite out in front in terms of the odds favourite, but so was Croatia's Baby Lasagna last year.
Yes.
And then Nemo
and
came
it got
out of the gate.
Slightly so. Overplayed in the run up to the Eurovision.
I think that can actually be a danger to the act. So there's a lot of pre-promo that happens now, and even the rest of world vote for tonight's semi-final is already open. So it does actually pay to be promoting the act ahead of time. But if people then are in over it by Saturday when you're competing in the big final, well then someone else can come up from behind and take it.
Eurovision 69. Lots of, well, cheeky songs. Milkshake Man from Australia, Ich Komm from Finland, and this from Malta. Right, Elaine, what's going on here?
So this song was a hot favourite, and then it was asked to be changed because it was thought to be a bit too rude. Mariana Conte was initially using a word in Maltese that means to be singing or chanting, and she sings like "Do re mi fa sol la" serving, and it sounds like I'm not even going to say the word because I don't want to be misconstrued as saying.
But the audience are singing
exactly, and even the official Spotify playlist from Eurovision includes the original version because that's the only change she made. She's kind of done a radio friendly edit for the Eurovision, but you can still hear it if you're used to hearing the song already.
Let's hear this. Now, this isn't Italian. This is the Estonian earworm. Let's have a listen to it. He does break into English too.
He does, yeah. Actually, I think a good chunk of the song actually is in English, but it has lines in it like "sweating like a mafioso." So you can see why the Italians maybe aren't huge
but
fans.
But it sticks in your head.
I heard the song once and I could already sing a good chunk of it. This is such an earworm, and it's been hugely popular on YouTube. Now, I don't know if that's because if you put espresso in a song after the success of Sabrina Carpenter, it's definitely going to get hits. But people are actually finding Eurovision through finding Tommy Cash's song.
Is he a comedian, is he?
He's kind of like a performance artist comedian type. So yeah, this is really much more.
Are Italians annoyed?
Yes, they've been asking for this song to be banned from the competition. Not all of them, obviously, not all Italians. But I don't think it's going to curry many votes from Italy.
There are two songs in Italian. The Italian song, which is quite a strongly fancied, and a song from San Marino, which sounds like an Italian soccer chant.
It really does. Tutta l'Italia. Like, I can hear like soccer fans singing this song in my head, and it's by an Italian guy who's representing San Marino. This is the internationality of Eurovision this year. It's really cross-border stuff going on.
Yeah, lots of countries representing different countries, including this, a Norwegian singing about a Russian dog for Ireland. We don't have it? Okay. Is Laika going to make the party? Is she going to make the party on Saturday?
I think she will. I do think we have a good chance of qualifying because we're not actually in the toughest group. Now, Austria is in our semi-final qualifier. And Belgium is also another hot one. But I don't know if there's...
That's a dance song, isn't it?
Yeah, Red Sebastian, Strobe Lights.
There are a lot of dance songs.
Dance is a big theme this year. And Like a Party hits that vein as well. I don't know if it'll stand out among the pack in the final, but I do think it's a good strong chance of getting to the final.
Quick blast of Ireland. I was here the night that won NRT, and it was the clear favourite of the audience and everybody that night. Look, we talked about the controversies, including Israel, a little bit earlier in the programme. I can hear your enthusiasm. I'm very enthusiastic about it. There are lots of people, or there are plenty of people who don't care about this at all. Why do people in Ireland particularly care about this contest?
I suppose for me, like, I grew up during our golden age of Eurovision. Like, we were winning left, right and centre throughout the 90s.
That's a long time ago. That's over 30 years ago now.
I know, but that, like, if it's formative part of your childhood, like, it can really stick around. And the fact that it's still this competition that has gotten bigger and bigger, has kind of innovated every year with bringing in rest of world voting, engaging a broader audience. And then I travelled as well to a few
of
the events.
Have you been, haven't you?
I've been to a semi-final rehearsal because it is hard to get tickets to the actual main event. But that's the thing. There's loads of events you can go to. There's the Eurovision villages that get set up in the host cities. And it's just a really nice, fun party of a community. And as my partner says, it's like my World Cup, but my World Cup comes around every year.
And it's a huge, like, as a TV event, as a production, it's completely different to the years that we won it. It's a huge event now.
Yeah, I don't, like, RTE might be a bit scared of winning this, to be honest. Like, even Malmo, who hosted for Sweden very recently, they don't want to host it again. Now, Sweden has other cities that can host it, but it's such a big event to stage. Like I said, that Eurovision village, that'll go on for like a week. There's loads of events that are taking place around it. So it's a big undertaking.
We are out of time. Pick your winner.
Oh, go on,
Austria. Excellent. Okay, I'm going to go for Sweden. 2 minutes to 9.